we have some more music coming up right now. Actually, it's some live music through the miracle of the internet. We have joining me right now, and from another part of the building, and also Jim McGowan live over the internet. Jim, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thanks for being part of this. I'm doing great and really excited that this is sounding just great and working out pretty good so far.
Good deal. Yeah, it's not like being in the Roadhouse with you all, but it's the next best thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. We're really grateful that you could do this. And I'm grateful to Will for figuring out how I could be on this too, because last time when we had Jermaine and Rich, I couldn't hear them.
Yeah, it was a great session, but Annie and I were playing musical chairs with the computer that had them going on the air and trying to maintain social distancing at the same time. It was pretty funny.
it's a new
so now
game,
I'm a good 30 feet away, so all is well.
Yeah. Well, Jim, you've been doing some really fantastic stuff on Facebook and doing some virtual concerts, it seems.
Yeah. Thanks to my my brother-in-law David, who's been helping me produce these things. We've been doing a Friday night show every Friday at 8 o'clock for about an hour, and it's been great fun. We've getting a lot of people actually from all over the country, because a lot of my coworkers with the YMCA are tuning in, and friends and family from all over. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And the production value, the video that goes along with it. Where are you right now, actually?
So I'm in downtown St. Paul at the headquarters, world headquarters of Mojo Solo. Is the name of the company, mojosolo.com, and it's a creative agency that David runs. And so I'm standing here on the third floor of a building looking at CHS Field where the Saints play.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, Jim, am I the only person that thought your studio looked like a TV news set?
It's not my basement, that's for sure.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's. I'm getting a little ribbing, you know, from some of my musician friends. It's like everybody else is playing in their, you know, in their basement or in their garage somewhere, and with an iPhone, you know, broadcasting. And I've got this wonderful studio, thanks to David. But it's, you know, we wanted to really work on both the sound and video quality, and I think it's working out. We're learning as we go. We've had a few little technical things here and there, but you know what that's about.
So. Right. Well, major shout out to David right now, David Matinair, for making this sound incredible and helping us out yesterday with kind of doing a test run of this, because I think this is going to be really good. And Jim, I want to hear this guitar, and let's do a song.
All right. Well, it's I know I've done this one on the Roadhouse before, but I think it's just kind of apropos to the time. It's a Cat Stevens song called On the Road to Find Out. Home to see what I could find out. I left my folk and friends with the aim to clear my mind out. Well, I hit the rowdy road, many kinds of met there, many stories told me all the way to get there. And I'm on the road to find out. Ooh, na, na, na. Na, 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 na. Na, na, na. Well, in the end I'll know, but on the way I'll wander. Through descending snow, through the frost and thunder. Well, I listen to the wind come howl,
I can't stick the time out. So much left to know, and I'm on the road to find out. Then I found myself alone, hoping someone would miss me. Thinking about my home and the last woman to kiss me, kiss me. But sometimes you have to moan when nothing seems to suit you. Nevertheless, you know you're locked towards the future. Found my head one day when I wasn't even trying. And here I have to say, 'cause there ain't no use in lying, lying. Yeah, the answer lies within. Why not take a look now? Kick out the devil's sin. Pick up the good book now. The answer lies within. Why not take a look now? Kick out the devil's sin. Pick up the good book now. So on and on I go. So I can't stick the time out. So much left to know, and I'm on the road to find out.
That was some music there from Jim McGowan. He's playing live from St. Paul right now, coming to us through the magic of the interwebs. And shout out to Dave as well, David Matiner. And he's making it sound good down there, his brother-in-law. And wow, that was great. That's been a long time since I've heard some Cat Stevens, so I think you're right. That was needed.
Very pretty.
Yeah, I love that. There's a one line in there that I always love around springtime where it says, and it kind of fits with the times right now too. I listen to the wind come howl, telling me I have to hurry. But I listen to the robin's song, saying not to worry.
There we go. Listen to the robin. Well, you're missing some windy business up here on the North Shore right now. It's been awfully cold, sunny but cold up here. So I hope you're doing okay down there.
Yeah, it's been a little chilly down here too, but. But I'll take your cold to my cold any day.
Yeah, I'm sure. Can you remind me? I should say before that, I really want to thank you for the birthday song that you wrote for WTIP. Or you didn't write it, but you performed it. If you wrote the birthday song, that'd be pretty ridiculously cool, actually.
Yeah, the quality of this production would be even better if that were the case.
That's good.
It was really sweet. Jim, tell him the story about how you got up and did it so early and why.
Oh, I don't know this one.
Oh, Annie's busting me here. So, yeah, so singing the birthday song in the key of C is just a challenge for me because it's either too low or too high generally. And so I tried it high a couple of times because that was the rule, right? Everybody was supposed to do it in the same key. And so I tried it high and, you know, I think I scared some of the neighborhood cats when I did that. And so what I did was I got up really early and got all set up and didn't talk to anybody because in the morning, you know, your voice is, you can do your best Johnny Cash and get a good baritone or bass going. And then as the day goes on, I turn a little bit more, you know, to a little higher than that. So I just got up really early, set up, and then did it in the low octave before I talked to anybody else and got my voice warmed up. So that's how I pull it off.
You know,
that's dedication.
You can blame something me for that, like that. Jim, because that was that was my idea to choose the key of C, because I just, you know, I thought middle C it might be the easiest choice. So I'm sorry I made that difficult for you.
It could be part of the reason a few people didn't show up for the offer. I'm not sure.
No. I should have thought better. Hey, I just got sent a picture from David of you performing down in the Twin Cities in St. Paul. You got a green screen behind you and everything.
Oh yeah,
it looks super high quality. This I might have to post this to the WTIP site after this. This is really cool.
Yeah, we'll be. We haven't used the green screen yet for any of my productions, but we're talking about that next week. Tonight the theme for the show is, it really doesn't have a theme, although I think we'll be probably talking a little bit about mothers since it's Mother's Day coming
up,
and today is actually my son Kilty's 34th birthday, and so we'll probably do a little bit around that theme tonight. But I've been getting a lot of requests from people to do an Irish theme night, so next week, we never know, we might pull out the green screen and put up some pictures of Ireland and do something like that.
Play
around with it a little bit.
Well, I know people have been getting pretty creative with their Zoom backgrounds on various meetings, so you can open up all that.
Yeah, this will take it up just a little bit, not a notch further. Well, yeah, Zoom, you know, the trouble with Zoom for live performances is it just doesn't really cut it. It's meant for conference calls, right, and voice communication, and it seems to cut out on the music if you ever try it. And so that's why we kind of went to this idea to kind of bump up the quality a little bit and get something a little better.
Yeah, it's been working great. Jim McGowan's joining us right now via the internet from St. Paul. Let's do another song, Jim.
All right. Here's a song. This is a really old song. It was written by a guy named Billy Mayhew, and I've heard a few people cover it. It's including Steve Goodman does a really cool version of it, and then even John Denver, I heard, do a version. It's a song called It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie. Cross my heart, I hope to die. I never, ever, ever tell another white lie. Took a little doll out on a date last night. Next to her, Gravy Gerda would've looked all right. Now I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea, 'cause I said, baby, you look good to me. I told her I loved her, but oh, how I lied. Now she's getting set to be my blushing bride. If she leads me to the altar, I'm sunk, 'cause I can't tell the preacher I was drunk, dead drunk. So Lord have mercy on a no-count sinner. Give me one more chance to let another guy win her. Cross my heart, hope to die. I never, ever, ever tell another white lie. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie. There we go.
Very nice.
Great stuff from Jim McGowan here, live on the air. And Jim, I know you travel a lot for your job, so how has the pandemic affected that?
Well, it's since the middle of March, it's actually just been shut down. I work for the YMCA of the USA, and I usually cover 17 states in my job doing government relations work. And we basically, as an organization, everybody's moved remote. I was remote to start, but everybody else in the organization has gone remote and working from home, and all travel has just totally stopped. And so...
Oh, wow.
So it's been a big change, and you know, unfortunately, there's been a lot of people put on furlough, and it's just been a real difficult situation. But we're doing our best to support WISE across the country, who are all dealing with the ramifications of all of this. It's a difficult time for sure.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I mean, your side gig has probably suffered due to so many closings of establishments, but then your main job also deals with a lot of buildings that are getting shut down
right.
for a short while.
That's right. You know, it's all kind of based on states and how they're working on their you know, reopening. There actually are a few states now where some of our facilities are starting up again, very cautiously, of course, and with as much guidance from the YUSA and from other entities like the CDC, you know, to just really do everything as carefully as possible. But it's difficult. But I'm really proud of the fact that the Y, though, is doing a lot of things, you know, in Minnesota and elsewhere, providing childcare for those first line responders and kind of filling some really, really important roles, feeding a lot of people. We've got something like 1,031 feeding sites, I think, across the country. And I heard a stat the other day that just took my breath away, that of the people that are coming to those feeding sites, something like 75% of them are, they refer to them as first-time hungry.
Oh, wow.
Which is, it just, you know, starts to give you a sense of what's going on out there. And it's, so it's but I'm, like I said, I'm really proud of how the Y and its people are really stepping up to truly to serve their communities at this time.
Yeah, I mean, that's something unprecedented with 75% of people experiencing that. So that's good to be part of the aid program there. Jim McGowan is joining us here live. Jim, let's do another song.
All right. Let's try something a little different here. I'm going to just make a slight adjustment to my guitar sound here, if I can. Does that still work okay on your end?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this next song is it's to the Highwaymen, which is, of course, the name that Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash took on when they kind of formed a kind of a super group at one point. So this was their signature song called The Highwayman. I was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I'm still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide, and with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner round the Horn to Mexico. I went aloft and furled a mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide,
where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again.
Great stuff there from Jim McGowan, playing live here over the internet here on the Roadhouse. And that is legitimately one of my favorite, I guess, country songs. It's kind of almost Cynthia New Agey in a way, that recording. It came out like the late 80s, I want to say.
I think that's right. I don't know.
Yeah. There was a rendition of it done not too long ago from Dave Simonette from Trampled by Turtles and Eric Koskinen, The Pines.
Oh, cool.
Together, and we did that one. Well, what else is new, Jim? Have you taken up any other interesting hobbies while you've been quarantined apart from music?
Well, I just as I kind of returned back to St. Paul from my cabin up north, it was around St. Patrick's Day, I think. Just after that, we had a pipe burst in our upstairs bathroom, which proceeded to take out the kitchen ceiling and a good share of that bathroom as well. And so that's kind of staring me in the face. So one of these days, I'm going to have to just get busy and start putting that all back together again. But if I have any hobbies, it's going to be DIY home rebuilding. So. Unfortunately,
learn some skills.
Yeah,
cool. Well, are there any? Do you have any other plans for expanding the? Well, first off, let's talk about when people can catch you on Facebook Live.
So tonight at 8 o'clock Central, we'll be broadcasting on Facebook Live and on Vimeo, and so for people who use Facebook, you can just go to my music page, which is Jim McGowan Music. And actually, the easiest way to get to either that or the Vimeo feed will work for anybody who just wants to click on it. But if you go to my website, which is McGowan.mn, so McGowan.mn, right in the upper left, there's a link to the Facebook feed and then also to the Vimeo feed. So we'll go for about an hour starting at 8 o'clock.
Cool. I didn't even know that Vimeo could do live broadcast. That was a new concept to me.
Yeah, it's the tool that David's using. I think it can simultaneously broadcast to several feeds, which would include those two, but also YouTube and a couple others, I think, too. And it's pretty cool how it can just send it all out all at the same time. So it kind of meets everybody's needs depending on what they're using and
right
what they prefer.
Well, I think that's the conclusion that a lot of people have realized here from staying at home, is that the technology we have is even more amazing than we even took it for, you know.
Well, you know, with everything that's going on, in some respects we're living in a time that's allowing us to deal with it a little more effectively than we could have even 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
You know, it allows us to stay in touch and do things like FaceTime with with grandchildren and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I bet you love that. I think you have a grandson, right?
I do. Yeah, he lives out in San Jose, California. So we were planning on spending a lot of time out there, but instead we're doing a little more time face-to-face on our iPads and iPhones. So.
Well, it'll be great once you finally get to see them face-to-face again.
There's going to be a lot of great reunions, won't there? Mm-hmm. I really do miss playing live in pubs, you know, this virtual stuff is fun. But you know, you get to the end of a song and you're in a room all by yourself. It's like playing in a library. It's just a really weird dynamic. So I'm really looking forward to having people in the room again.
I can speak to that. It's very weird to be a co-host and be 30 feet away and I can't see Will's expression, or we can't, you know, trade looks, or, you know, kind of non-verbally agree on what we're going to do next or anything.
Yeah.
We're still playing through this. I bet we'll figure this out soon, Annie.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah. We're almost there. Jim, let's do another song. I think we got a time for probably two more.
Two more? Okay. Let me try. Here's a Gordon Lightfoot song called Don Quixote. I also like this one for the times in a way, because it's talking about going after kind of this unseen or imaginary monster. It's not so imaginary, I guess, but it's the story of Don Quixote tilting at windmills, basically. So give me just a second here.
In the meantime, I'll let people know. Programming on WTS.
Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a battered book into his hand. Standing like a prophet bold, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, but he can shout no more. I have come o'er moor and mountain like the hawk upon the wing. I was once a shining knight who was the guardian of a king. I have searched the whole world over looking for a place to sleep. I have seen the strong survive, and I have seen the lean grow weak. See the children of the earth who wake to find the table bare. See the gentry in the country riding off to take the air. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a rusty sword into his hand. Striking up a knightly pose, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, but he can howl no more. See the jailer with his key who locks away all trace of sin. See the judge upon the bench who tries a case as best he can. See the wise and wicked ones who feed upon life's sacred fire. See the soldier with his gun who must be dead to be admired. See the man who tips the needle, see the man who buys and sells, see the man who puts the collar on the ones who dare not tell. See the drunkard in the tavern, stemming gold to make ends meet. See the youth in ghetto black, condemned alive upon the street. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a tarnished cross into his hand. Standing like a preacher now, he shouts across the ocean to the shore. And in a blaze of tangled hooves, he gallops off across the dusty plain, in vain to search again, where no one will hear.
Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free. Tilting at the windmill's passing, who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek.
There we go, Jim McGowan playing live here on the air through the miracle of internet technology. And once again, big shout out to David Matinier for helping Jim out sound fantastic and look fantastic when he's on the Facebook Live and Vimeo Live each Friday night. So, yeah, is there anything else you really have planned musically, or you're trying to get more creative with how to do things, or any other plans for this summer if you're going to be staying down in the Twin Cities?
Well, we're going to keep working on this technology a little bit and just trying different things. We're both learning a lot as we go, so we'll probably keep this going for a while. I may start doing a few home-based concerts as well, with some other technology that's kind of cool. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the time when I can get in my car and head that way again. But I, you know, I was up there. I think my last gig that I was supposed to do up there was St. Patrick's Day at the Gunflint Tavern, and that was actually the night that they shut everything down, right? So I can't wait to get back up there. But we're gonna play it safe, and you know, keep all my friends and neighbors up on the up in Cook County safe, and keep myself and my family safe, and we'll be back when the time is right.
Right. Now, I think the last time I interviewed you, we talked a little bit about original songs, and have you been working on any original songs in this time?
You know, I keep having that as a goal, and that's still a goal.
So the muse has to come to you. Don't feel bad, Jim.
Oh, I know. When it happens, it's great, you know. But yeah, it hasn't happened yet. But there's a lot of ideas floating around in my head as a result of all this. So something's gonna break.
You know, don't feel bad. I've been seeing a lot and talking to friends. It just seems like there's sort of this unspoken pressure right now, or you know, it's maybe not pressure, but something like. Like, oh, you have so much time now and you're at home. You'll be able to do X, you know, whatever X might be in your world, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no, I haven't reorganized everything. I haven't written the world's greatest essays. I haven't, whatever stuff I want to do, you know? It seems like the stress is taking so much energy that it's really hard to do that kind of thing.
It does. And my day job is, you know, government relations. And so, you know, we've been just working day and night and weekends over the last couple of months, really, you know, working on some of the congressional stimulus packages and state level stuff. And it's just there, you get to the end of the day and it's hard to even think about doing anything but just collapsing in a chair. So that's part of why there aren't new songs too. But it'll come. It'll get there.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim, for being on the air today. And thanks again to David. And let's do one more quick song.
Okay, all right. This is a new one that I just learned thanks to a friend of mine. By a guy named Jesse Winchester, who was kind of unknown to me before last week. But so over the last week, I've been working on this song. So.
The boys were singing ching-a-ling the summer night we met. You were 10 and 17, oh, how could I forget? When every star from near and far was watching from above, watching two teenagers fall in love. The way we danced was not a dance, but more a long embrace. We held on to each other and we floated there in space. And I was shy to kiss you while the whole wide world could see. So Shingling said everything for me. And oh, the good old folks, they thought we lost our minds. They could not make heads or tails of the young folks' funny rhymes. But you and I knew all the words and we always sang along to old Chamaling Dong Ding, Chamaling Dang Dong. So after years and after tears and after summers passed, the old folks tried to warn us how our love would never last. And all we'd get was soaking wet from walking in the rain and singing Shama Shingaling again. And oh, the good old folks, they'd smile and walk away, but I bet they did some Shamalama Ding Dong in their day. I bet that they still close their eyes and I bet they sing along to old Chamaling Dong Ding, Chamaling Dang. Oh, those sweet old love songs, every word rings true. Chamaling Dong Ding means sweetheart, Chamaling Dang Dong does too. And it means that right here in my arms, well, that's where you belong. And it means Shamaling Dong Ding, Shamaling Dang Dong.
There we go. That's an awesome song, Jim. Really like that one. Okay. Hey, thanks again. Thanks to David. And take care down the Twin Cities.
Hey, thank you for setting this up tonight.
Thank you, Jim.
It was really great to spend some time with you tonight.
Absolutely. It sounded wonderful.
Great to hear you again.
You too, Anne.
All right.
Thanks.